I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Sax Science Sunday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Today we're going to be talking about incel science. Now, if you don't know what an incel is, well, you're lucky. Incels are radically dangerous, misogynistic men, and incel stands for involuntary celibate, basically because women won't have sex with them, and they believe that women should be required to have sex with them. But women don't have sex with them because they're so creepy that the hairs on the back of their head stand up when they meet them, and their sense of self-preservation says they need to stay away from these insane people. And there are, you know, all sorts of sites on the internet where they share their sick and hateful ideologies, but it goes beyond ideology. They've actually been involved in quite a few acts of mass murder. Here's just a few. 2014, a man killed 6 people and injured 14 others near the campus of University of California, Santa Barbara. He then killed himself, which is the only good part of the story, and I'm not going to name his name. Better to forget him. And then there's the 2009 Collier Township shooting that led to 4 deaths. 2015, Roseburg, Oregon. 9 people murdered, 8 others injured. 2017, 2 people were murdered in Aztec, New Mexico. 2017, Parkland, Florida. 17 people murdered, 17 people injured. April 2018 in Toronto, Ontario. 10 people murdered and 14 injured. November 2018, 2 women killed and 4 women and a man injured in Tallahassee, Florida. These and others have been linked to the incel movement, and one of the things that fuels them is really, really, really bad science, and we're going to talk today about some of that bad science. Now, this is all about frustrated young men who feel that society owes them something, and part of what they're owed is sex from women who aren't actually people to them. And they have their own slang terminology, and I have a dictionary. Somebody put up a great website that kind of explains what all the terminology means. Found that very useful. But if I were to condense their beliefs down to the simplest, it's that sexually promiscuous and attractive women, whom they call Stacies, only go after tough, strong alpha men, and they call them Chads. Now, they think that the Stacies should be fucking them. They don't seem to care about women who might be closer to their own league. No, for them, the most beautiful, attractive women, what they're attracted to, no matter what they look like, those women should be having sex with them. And it doesn't matter that they're living in their mother's basement or they bring nothing to the table in terms of being an interesting partner, because the real core problem is that they don't like women very much. They don't really want anything to do with women other than to use them as living, breathing masturbation sleeves. And yes, it seems to be mostly millennials and some Gen Z who are caught up in this incel movement. The misogyny against women in the incel community is mind-boggling, but their so-called science is even worse. And they kind of work on two tracks, figuring out how they can force women to have sex with them, or figuring out reasons why they'll never have sex with women. So let's start with the how to get women to have sex with them theories. There was a study, and I think we covered it here, where it said that women on the verge of ovulation tend to be especially attracted to hypermasculine alpha males. And we criticized that study when it came out. But for some incels, as well as some PUAs, that stands for pickup artists, they go out and try to find when women were ovulating, and then the next month, knowing that it would happen around the same time, they knew that's when they would strike. And so to be more masculine, they wouldn't shower, so that, you know, their sweat, which they believe contains all sorts of hormones that women find absolutely irresistible, that would clinch the deal. Well, a little time passed after that study came out, and it's essentially been disproven that anything has to do with whether women are attracted to hyper-masculine men or not. That's all nonsense. It is true that, you know, right before women ovulate, they might be a little bit hornier. But that in no way means that they turn off their discrimination and they just want to hop into bed with any man, sweaty or not, who happens to come along. But one of the key hallmarks of the incels is that they don't have a clue about women. So that's just one example. There are lots more. They have bizarre theories about women, and they invent terms or take an existing term, like hypergamy, and completely redefine it. That is a word that is used in anthropology, but they've given it a whole new meaning, and that whole new meaning is that hypergamy refers to the natural tendency of women to be unfaithful, and that they will cheat on their husbands or boyfriends with any alpha male that happens to come along. So their lives are pretty screwed up, even if they're lucky enough to find a woman who can get past those little warning signals. She's going to cheat on him with a more aggressive, powerful, masculine man. Hence, women are awful, hence that's why they hate them. Most still want to fuck them, though. So they're kind of stuck between a hard place and no place to put their hard place. So a lot of their thinking comes from these weird ideas about women. And with this one, that leads them to the idea of paternity fraud. In other words, a woman getting pregnant by some other man, which many of them believe is akin to murder. And the women who do this should be murdered, hence the reason that so many women get hairs on the back of their neck to stand up. And then there's the whole concept of sperm retention. And this has certainly been around for a long time. And there's, in Tantra, there's been the idea that you got to preserve your sperm, to otherwise your energy gets dissipated. So they buy into that and dub themselves semen retainers. Now, actually, it's good to kind of keep cleaning out the pipes. People who orgasm on a regular basis are less susceptible to a number of conditions that you don't want to have. Here's just a random sample of what you might find on one of these message boards. Some might think I am sounding a bit anti-woman. For the sake of one's own progress in life, hear me out. I must understand that the clarity of all that is good in consciousness comes from abstaining from the woman. For when we partake of the woman, the seal of spiritual power is sliced, depending on the depth of indulgence. Now, I don't know what that means. That's certainly not trying to be sciency. He continues, one misstep can lead a spill, I guess lead to a spill in the drop of life. The pretty faces we see in our day-to-day life can easily cause us to misstep with our cup of everlasting life. Being overly emotional or even slightly passionate in the beginning stages of the path can cause a drop in the everlasting life. Mindfulness of our thoughts is paramount, holding our cup as we traverse forward, getting stronger every day. Got no idea what he's saying. Okay, so that guy clearly doesn't want to have sex with women at all. So I'm guessing that will make sure he can live forever. But that's not the core of the semen retention movement. A lot of them seem to feel that by not having an orgasm, by not masturbating, that they will become sexually irresistible to women. To them, women are very simple creatures. If you can just figure out the right thing to do to them, they won't be able to help themselves. They'll throw themselves at you and have whatever kind of wild sex you want. Without, of course, any concern for their own pleasure. So the whole semen retention movement throws in a little ancient Buddhism and modern pseudoscience, and of course just misogyny. It started out as the no-fapping movement, and no-fappers were, it was often Christians, anti-porn promoters who are trying to convince people that, you know, masturbation is bad because, you know, leads to compulsive masturbation and porn addiction. Semen retainers are a little different. Besides protecting their vital life force, they think it will give them more energy and help them think more clearly and give them, to some, literal magical powers. One of these guys wrote, Friday went out for drinks with old friends I haven't seen in years, and the girls, including wives of friends, couldn't take their eyes off of me. No, I think they're probably actually just scared of him. He continues, constant touching and flirty conversation from the bar folk as well. I was dominating every conversation and controlling the flow. Describing himself as an asshole. He continues, the magnetism is real. I feel like I put the idea out in the universe and I've honed it in. there are tons of stories like this, which I am guessing are somewhat delusional. And did they not see something about Mary? Semen retention isn't just bad for your health, it's bad for your love life. You don't tend to last very long. But for most of these guys, that's just not something they have to worry about.